Hi, I'm Ruby.
And I'm Cody. And
this is The Swirl. Oh, praise Jesus, hallelujah. We got our shit right. We are ready.
We had some serious technical difficulties before starting the show. And it's one of those things where, you know, I can't reach out and choke you because you're, you know, states away.
Well, and you know what's funny is there's like a Maya Angelou quote where it's like, if you really want to know a person, you have to see how they handle tangled Christmas lights and lost luggage. I think we should add like podcast technical difficulties in there.
It's so true.
Because there were some true colors being shown.
Why isn't technology working the way that I need it to in this moment?
Seriously.
You know, you get really frustrated about this stuff.
It is. And that's just because you and I are busy people who have shit to do. So we don't have time to, like, try to figure out, like, crossed wires, you know? Like, we have things we need to do.
My friend, I need a team, really, at this point.
I have thought so frequently the last few weeks, I've thought, I just would like an assistant. Could someone come be my assistant? And just, like, tell me what I need to be doing in this moment, right now. Like, prioritize things for me, because it feels like 700 things coming at me all at once. It's insane.
I don't know if you've heard of this new app called Cuddler. C-U-D-D-L-R.
I'm almost, like, every time you bring something up and it has, like, a weird-ass name, I'm like, is this, like, a thing where you pay somebody to spoon you? Is this, like, a thing?
Yes.
Stop. Of course it is.
So strangers will come to your home, or wherever, I guess, and you pay someone to spoon you or to hold you. And it made me think about, like, what are the things that I would pay for that are convenience? Like, one, I would pay to have somebody scrub my back.
Oh, shave my legs. I would pay someone to shave my legs.
These things are not as silly as you make them seem.
No, I'm gross, though. Like, I'll level with you. I'm disgusting. But no, like, no, seriously, that's why, yeah. I would definitely pay people, but not to cuddle me. Don't touch me. Like, strangers don't touch me. Especially if you got that whack-ass BO. Like, you keep that shit to yourself.
Well, speaking of deal breakers and things that we can't handle, I sent you an email a couple days ago telling you something that I desperately wanted to talk to you about.
I know. I'm ready for this conversation because it's about to get so weird so fast.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you have your list. So just to catch you up.
And I am checking it twice.
We have a very holiday themed Q&A in this episode, by the way.
Oh, no.
So I was telling you in the email that in dating, people have tons of deal breakers. So there are people who will not date somebody who has hairy knuckles. I don't know. People really only want to date, you know, blondes, or they are very specific about, like, if
the spacing
between someone's teeth. You never know what people are going to get iffy about.
Right.
But I started to think about, what are deal breakers in life, right? Like, there are just, you're going about your day and you're like, no, I don't accept X. So, so for instance, my first one is, I don't want to interact with any adult who says things like, I have to boom boom, or refers to their anatomy with childish names. Like, we're grown-ups. Don't come to me with your, like, hand between your legs going, I have to go piddle.
Oh.
Like, I will send you to your room.
There's a great, like, 1970s stand-up thing my uncle, like, once sent me. And I don't even know who the comic is, but it's a grown man with, like, a 70s mustache going, like, okay, what if, like, the people in your office acted like toddlers? Like, excuse me, I gotta go duty. I gotta go duty. Can someone go take me duty? Like, can you imagine?
Again, I cannot abide this. I won't abide it. Can't do it. How about you? What's on your list?
Okay, so this one kind of fell under... On my list is very, like, short words, because I felt like I had to describe them. But it's like...
Oh, that's fine.
It's like vegans, CrossFitters, and gluten-free people, oh my. Like, anybody who has, like, a dietary thing or a diet that they're on, and, like, it's all they talk about. Like, all they talk about. Like,
yeah,
their personality is being swapped out for this dietary thing that they're on. Because, like, yo, like, if you're out at a restaurant, like, I don't need really give a flying fart if you're vegan. Just order the vegan dish. Like, I don't need to know about it, you know? So, like, people who, like, make their whole identity what they can and cannot eat. Like, I quit drinking, but I don't, like, talk about it all the time, and I don't make a big deal about it. It's only when people ask me about it that I'll explain my situation. But, like, I don't want to, like, no, dude, just keep your weirdness to yourself. Like,
well, the funny part about that is you're sitting down to eat with somebody who, let's say, has, you know, like, a gluten issue, and then all of a sudden you're thinking about their gastrointestinal.
Yes! Or they're like,
is this thing going to make them fart? Oh,
I
no.
I literally had somebody say to me, like, well, I have IBS. And I'm like, thanks a lot. I'm now, oh my God. Okay, so this is, like, tangential. Can we add this as an addendum? Fucking please. Squatty potties. Like, have you ever gone to someone's house, sat on their toilet to pee, and been like, oh my God, this person has a squatty potty. And then, like, all you can do is think about your friend on the fucking toilet with their squatty potty. And, like,
with their knees and their chest.
Yeah! Like, I'm like, listen, you do you, but, like, if I go to your home, please don't have the squatty potty in a bathroom that I would use. Like, I don't want to know. You just keep that to yourself.
Well, that also becomes a situation where you're wondering, like, are they eating enough roughage? And then all of a sudden, you're in there. What's happening?
Yo, Adam needs to eat that some you have ale.
You really have to, like, level yourself with the earth.
Yeah, no, seriously, like, so it's like that kind, like, again, like, I think you need to do what you need to do, but I don't want to hear about it. Like, maybe you just keep it to yourself. Like, unless, well, right, so yeah, it's just like people who, their diets are their identity, and then, like, squatty potties are like, no, I'm good, hard pass.
Well, speaking of bathrooms, my second one has to do with the bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, my second one is pubic hairs on toilet seats. Oh my God, are you okay?
I almost spit water on my, like, Apple computer, which would have been tragic. Yeah, no, okay, so let's just talk about pubic hair, because my second one, well, we can make the second one, are people who discuss their grooming habits out in public or to me. I am a married woman. I don't care if we're best friends. I do not need to know the landscape of your vagina. Like, or what you do to landscape it, or how often you landscape it. Like, yeah. These are things I don't want to know about your pubic hair. You should really keep that to yourself.
That's so true. So on this whole pubic hair and toilet seats thing, to me it's like a dog marking their territory. Like, first of all, it's a porcelain white surface. How can you not tell that you left DNA behind?
Yeah.
Like, not to get too descriptive, but there's never been a time in the history of ever that I haven't finished in the bathroom and looked back to see the damage.
Yo, you are not
so
a woman.
So how do you not know?
You are not a woman because the amount of piss on toilet seats in women's bathroom. No, Cody, I'm not even fucking kidding you. Like,
who are these animals?
When I was growing up in, like, the 80s and the early 90s, like, there was a whole thing where people thought you could get AIDS from toilet seats. I don't know.
Right.
Like, it was like, don't sit on the toilet seat. You could get AIDS because they didn't know, like, how AIDS was spreading. It turns out you can't get AIDS from a toilet seat. In fact, there's very little you can get from a toilet seat. So, but no, women, like, hover, and then they don't wipe the seat. Like, even if you hover, freaking wipe the seat. I don't want to, like, yeah. So, no, you're giving me so many extras.
Oof.
Pee on the freaking seat.
Please don't pee on the seat.
And don't put pubic hair. Don't, like, wipe
the... For the love of God, wipe away the pubic hair.
Nobody wants your DNA.
What's your number two?
Oh, well...
That's not in the bathroom, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, like... No, now I'm getting all mixed up because I think my number two was pubic hair, discussing your pubic hair. We've both had pubic hair once. My number three, though, is some busted ass eyebrow situations.
Oh. I'm noticing that, like, there are lots of people who shave their eyebrows to a certain point and then the rest is like a fill-in.
Yeah.
And or they have them, like, painted on or tattooed on.
Yeah, so...
What's your angle for this?
No, for me, it's, like, when they're just... Like, this... I think this falls into a couple of categories. So, like, like, that was, like, a specific example, but I feel like I'm not a very girly person, and I'm certainly not walking out into the world, like, completely put together all of the time, but, like, when I have a big business meeting, I go get a manicure, I go make sure my eyebrows are done, like, I make sure that I'm showing up and I look, like, refined and polished, but, like, if you are gonna dye your hair, like, keep up on a schedule, like, or if you're gonna have your, like, or your eyebrows should look, like, decent, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you're in a meeting with other people, absolutely, like, with other adults, like, aside from brushing your teeth, there's certain, like, things that should be okay, so, like, if you got, like, some busted-ass eyebrows, or, like, you just have not taken care of your dye job in a while, like, to me, those are signs that you're not, like, taking care of yourself, and you should be doing that.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Like, yeah, so that's, so, like, so what's your number three? So we had, I'm lost. We have so many things we're agreeing on.
I have so many. We're just going to let it ride and see what happens.
All right, go. So what's your next one?
My next one is gay people who look like twins. There's something very...
Yes! Oh my god!
Something very, very narcissistic about that.
Every lesbian couple, if they've been together longer than 2 years, like, they look like, yeah, no, like, their hair is the same.
It's so bizarre. Yeah. And gay guys do it too, and it's down to, like, the beanies and the Nazi Richard Spencer haircuts, and, like, it's all too, it's too much.
Yeah,
too
much. That's such a good one. I love that so much. People, so here's my next one.
Yeah.
Adults at a party who are there because their kids know each other, who only want to talk about their kids or kid tangential topics. Like,
yeah, personality devoid.
Yeah, like, here's my thing, like, I love my kid, but, like, I'm not going to talk to you for 3 hours at a, like, cocktail party about, like, what milestones the kid is reaching. And, like, I'm going to be honest, like, I was excited when my kid lost his first tooth. I really don't give a flying fart about your kid or what your kid is doing developmentally, because I actually don't really love other people's children. So I certainly don't want to spend a cocktail party, like, listening to someone talk about their kid that I don't even really love all that much. So That's one of mine. It, like, makes my skin crawl. I'm like, I don't want to talk about your kid.
I bet. My next one is people who say they're bored. Houseway.
Yes!
There's no boredom. There's no boredom in life.
Yeah.
There's just boring people. And I have so many moments in my life where I wish and pray for more time. There's not enough time to get done all the things in my life that I'm going to get done.
100%.
I was on a dating app yesterday. I asked the guy how he was doing. And he's like, I'm just sitting here bored out of my mind. It's Saturday!
Yeah! Go do something! Go see Lady Bird, bitch! Like, are you kidding? Like, read a book!
First of all, I live in an amazing city where every museum is free.
I was just about to say that! The museums are free where you live!
Christ. People are the worst. Go ahead, what's your next one?
People are the worst. Okay, so I have to say this because I know some of my friends who listen to the podcast, it may rub them a little the wrong way, but, like, Lily Pulitzer, Vineyard Vines, monogrammed fucking shit all over the place. I cannot, like, especially if you're over the age of 25, like, no. You're not going to camp. You don't need your name goddamn embroidered on shit. Like, like, no.
I dated a guy who had a very nautical-themed name, and everything he wore was Vineyard Vines, and I was just like, I can't sleep with you and respect myself in the morning.
Yeah, no, like, hard pass. Hard pass.
How are you a grown man? People call you Skipper. That is ridiculous.
Scooter Libby! Fucking Scooter! Scooter!
That How do you worked, have a name a like that and Scooter respect yourself as an adult?
Worked in the White House. Oh my god.
Okay, so I have three left, but we'll get through this quickly.
Let's go, keep going. I got more. Let's go.
Okay. People who call radio shows and repeatedly say, listen. we're all held captive in that moment. Don't do this.
People who FaceTime on speakerphone on the train or in public. Like, people who are, like, on speakerphone. They're like, hey, Rachel, how are you? Like, I'm here at, like, Union Station. No, bitch, put your earphones in. I don't want to hear about this shit. Right. God, I hate those people.
I don't want to hear it. Lisa, the doctor told me it wasn't contagious.
We have a lot of issues with people's bodily juices and their DNA is so gross. All right.
Men who use the term female to describe women.
Or men who call females girls. Those girls I work with, those girls.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's even worse now because I see women adopting this, particularly black women. They'll call other black women female. And I'm like, call them lady, ma'am, countess, dame, anything but female. They are not dogs. Anything but female. I don't know why it annoys me so much, but it drives me crazy.
Okay, so here's my last one, which totally plays into this, is people who make that, like, face, like, they just smelt shit. So, like, when you're talking, and you're like, oh my god, you guys, I just, like, I heard the new Lady Gaga song, and their faces look like they smelled like someone just shit in their mouth. And, like, here's my thing. Is like, it's one thing to, like, not like what people are doing. It's another to be, like, a complete cunt about it. Like, you don't have to, like, make that face. Like, filter it. Or, you know, or, like, because, like, the thing I don't like is if I'm talking about something I'm really passionate about and then they're just like, right, like,
yeah,
you can kiss the fattest part of my ass.
I love it. That might be the episode title. Okay, here's my last one.
Go ahead.
People who hide from politics or education or any form of knowledge because of religion.
Yes!
There was this great meme I saw this week that said, hey, you're just not that into politics? Well, your boss is, your landlord is, your insurance company is, and every day they use their political power to keep your pay low, raise your rent, and deny you coverage. It's time to get into politics.
Boom!
No excuse for ignorance, folks.
Amen. Well, we basically hate everybody.
So. Happy holidays!
Merry Christmas! Cody and Ruby love you, boo-boos. Go!
Oh my god.
And if this describes you, die in a fire. Alright!
Yes. Well, everybody, we'll be back in just a few moments with this week's Here for It. Q and hey.
Hey.
And we'll take you to church with the good word. Stay tuned.
All right, we'll be back. Now it's the time of the show where we talk about the things that we're super into this week. Cody, drop some knowledge on us. What are you into this week?
This week, I am into Gabrielle Union. The actress just released a book, We're Going to Need More Wine, and she's been on a huge social media tear as well as a book tour. And she recently had a profile in the New York Times that I think everyone needs to read. She mentions that during her tour, my gosh, I'm doing this off the cuff, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Take a deep breath.
It's so much. So...
I've been told that before about me.
Of course. Thank you. She's on the book tour for her book, We're Gonna Need More Wine, and she just had a profile in the New York Times where she discusses what it was like to bounce back from rape and how she deals with being a black actress in Hollywood, and specifically how the Me Too movement is only getting traction because of the people that are featured. And she has been a passionate advocate for sexual assault survivors for years, and she really is using her platform as she's on this book tour to hug as many women as she can, even though she has problems physically doing so, hugging strangers.
Yeah.
And she's really being honest about how she attempts to maneuver in this world post such a traumatic event.
Right.
The thing that I'm really just startled by is how funny she is, and I can't wait to read the book. She was recently on an episode of Death, Sex, and Money where the host, Anna Sale, asked her, well, how soon after your rape were you able to have sex again? And she was like, not that long, because she was able to compartmentalize and not think of herself as a victim. It was a great reminder that one act of your life does not have to become your life story. And I just think the world of her. I think she's a survivor. And she's one of the cases where I think she's now starting to get roles that reflect the totality of who she is as a person.
I love
her in Being Mary Jane. And I love how outspoken she is on social media. So that is my here for it for this week.
Oh, awesome. I love Gabrielle Union. I've loved her since 10 Things I Hate About You, where she...
True story.
Right. She was funny as hell in 10 Things I Hate About You. So it really makes me happy to see her.
How is she 45?
Because black don't crack, baby.
Man. That
plus,
is...
I would imagine that she takes really good care of herself. And I kind of know this because a friend of mine from high school is married to one of her trainers. So I do.
Ah.
She does take really good care of herself. Bless. On the flip side of that, I think I'm going to turn into a carbohydrate this Christmas. The wheels have come off the low-carb wagon, so we're really looking forward to some January being a Ruby gets her shit back together.
I may have had burgers for dinner all but one night this week.
I'm about it, Cody.
Every time I went out, burger and fry. Let's do it.
That's
the season.
Seriously. And it's dark early and Donald Trump is still the president. Yeah. So this week I'm here for this really fascinating short story that came out in The New Yorker. It's a short story called Cat Person, and it's by Kristen Rupenian. And it kind of went around on Twitter in the circle. There's a circle of kind of like white women who write a lot on Twitter, and that's a big a nice chunk of who I follow on Twitter. I don't want to ruin the story because there's the punchline or the very end of the story is kind of what brings it all home. But as a female who, you know, dated a lot in college, the short story describes having sex with somebody who you maybe like aren't really into, or like they're really, really nice, but like you're not sexually attracted to them. And so you start to gaslight yourself like, well, maybe if we like just had sex, like maybe I could teach them to have, we could have better sex. Or, or like that thing where you're like, well, we've kissed, but like maybe if I just like, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like sex.
I hear you.
Like, it's not quite like coercive sex, but it's definitely sex where you're like, it would hurt this person's feelings if I. So anyway. I don't want to say too much more because the story itself is very powerful in the way that it kind of peels back.
Sure.
But there were a lot of women on Twitter when this first came out in The New Yorker online that said that they really felt seen. And I, too, had a few experiences that were similar to this experience. So we'll be posting it. And I would really love to hear back from our listeners, like, if any of this speaks to you, if any of you have had bad sex that was like sex you kind of didn't really want to have, but you had anyway. And so I'm here for that. And I'm here for having a discussion about the different layers of Me Too and how it's not just rape, it's not just assault, it's not just harassment. There's like this really weird gray area that exists with the power dynamics in male-female relationships. And so I'd really love for you to read it, Cody, because I want to talk about in the gay community, how this reflects in
sexual Sure.
In
and I
patterns.
Actually got, I got like midway through it, and I was in a space where I couldn't finish it, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of getting into it, but I was surprised at the length of it.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. But it's worth, I'm telling you, like, it's worth it to get to the end.
I trust
you. The end
is
really where the whole thing comes together, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm here for. And now we're going to move on to one of our favorite segments, which is where we answer your questions and give you bad advice. It's time for our Q&A.
Hey.
So talk to me, Cody. What poor soul has written into us to ask us for help?
Well, you know, we are just a few days before the Christmas holiday or Kwanzaa or Kwasma Hanukkah or, you know, whatever you're celebrating. You do you. We love everybody. And this week's Q&A comes from Married to the Mary.
Okay.
And Married to the Mary writes, since my mom passed away, I've had to take over holiday hosting duties, which have always occurred at her home. In our family, mom was always responsible for Thanksgiving for our family and extended family. She did everything. It must have planted a seed in me because I became a chef. Since I've begun hosting, I've asked people to bring dishes to help me, but every single person showed up empty-handed and ate everything I served and everything else not locked down or canned. With Christmas approaching, I don't want to have this be the expectation, and I certainly don't want to be walked all over. What should I do? Signed, Mary to the Mary.
You stop inviting them. Like, I literally have family that I've stopped inviting to my house on the holidays because, mm-hmm. like, I just can't, it's that exact thing. They, like, move in and act like my house is their house. And, like, I'm not saying that, like, mi casa su casa, like, totally, but, like, there are family that, like, you're right, they totally take advantage of that, and I just stopped inviting those people.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, you know, she's mentioning that her mother did this for years and years, and now her mom's gone. I get the sense that maybe her mother suffered silently.
Oh, hell yeah, she did.
This was her mother's cross. Or, hey, maybe she enjoyed it. But there wasn't anything said to Mary to the Mary that would tell her, hey, you don't have to do it this way.
Totally.
Or, right? So I think from what I infer from the letter, Mary to the Mary said, I'm going to rebuild this in my image. And these mofos did not follow suit.
No. So, yeah, so, you cut those
lock
people
the door.
Out. Yeah, like, it's just, like, yeah, I'm so, I think I posted this on social media, I'll have to find the link, but it was, like, that women's emotional labor at this time of year is, like, 20-fold what it should be, and it's because we take on all these traditions that we've been told are, like, absolutely necessary, and, like, I am over it. Like, there's no lights outside my house this year, yeah. And I did the Christmas cards, but I made my husband do half of it because I was, like, done. I can't. It's not something I want to do, and I don't enjoy it, and if I end up hating everything about this, it makes it unpleasant for my family. So, yeah, stop doing the things you don't want to do, man. Like, invite the people you know will bring a dish.
Yeah, and it's like being held hostage emotionally. My parents' wedding anniversary is the same week as Thanksgiving. And this past year, I called home and I said, hey, I don't really care about Thanksgiving. And the older I get and the more I read, I don't know that I want to sit around a table and celebrate rape and murder and theft with you.
Right, right, right.
But I would like to have a lovely night of, like, fun and fellowship with you.
Right.
So I took my family out to dinner. I paid for dinner. And it was lovely. Like, I just can't imagine, like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, my mom worked so hard, I can't imagine on a quote-unquote day off for her, her cooking for 12 hours. It just doesn't feel fair anymore.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Yeah, if she likes to do it, that's great. But I felt like, let me give her the out. Let me allow her the opportunity to say no. And she looked at me and she said, that would be awesome.
Yeah, no, about it.
And she loved it. And I just think that we put so much pressure on these holidays, and particularly getting to be around people that you might not really give a damn about, frankly.
Right.
Sorry,
right.
Aside from the fact that you're connected by blood, and I don't know that that's enough. Don't know that that's enough to spend that kind of time or effort.
Yeah, I'm totally pro that. I think you should be with who you want to be married to the Mary, and I think you should put your foot down.
We need to supplement other people's food habits. You bring something to the table.
Hell yeah.
This ain't goddamn bread for the city. This ain't, like, we're not running a free clinic here. You could go, she could go hang out with strangers for all that.
Yeah, be with who you want to be.
You let me know, Mary to the Mary. I'll come get this together.
Oh my God, can you even imagine if you, like, just showed up? Like... You, like, grab the tablecloth and you, like, pull it down and you, like, you listen here, bitches.
You ungrateful heathens.
Yeah, yeah.
I just clutched my pearls at the thought. I can't show up to places empty-handed. It's just
It's
not my nature.
That's not how I was raised. I was raised right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, good
All
luck
right,
with
Ruby.
That.
Well, good luck. And if any of you would like to send us a Q&A, feel free. The address, swirlpodcast@gmail.com.
You're going to be okay
our website.
There? It's like acid reflux.
A little
Your
bit.
Your question
little
upset
bit.
Him so much he has heartburn, you guys.
swirlpodcast@gmail.com. Our website, swirlpodcast.com. Or, of course, any of the social media channels at swirlpodcast. Now, Ruby, since we're moving into the holiday spirit, please give me something to help me ease on in. We like to call this segment The good, good word.
Well, a word from the prophet Joan Rivers.
Oh. I support this.
She says, quote, "I wish I could tell you it gets better, but it doesn't get better. You get better."
Yeah, it's true.
Shit is crazy out there in the world, and I'm sure we're recording this a week out. I'm sure it's still going to be crazy in a week, if not crazier. So my encouragement to all of you in the new year is to remember that you don't have control over what happens outside in the world, but you do have control over yourself. So work on making you better, and that'll make
I like it. Difference.
So that's our show for this week. We are so glad that you guys joined us. And you know the deal. The party doesn't end.
It just relocates.
Ooh! A special shout out to the Pod Squad, Justine and Tim, who keep us on our game. Much love. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. We're so happy that you listen to our podcast. We really do appreciate it. So, you know. Enjoy it. Good luck with your families out there.
And if you have any issues with your families, please, please write us and tell us about it. We'll see you in the new year, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.